appreciate your patience as we call to order this evening's meeting, July 23rd at 6 o'clock. Jill, would you please do the roll call?
Member Justin Engel?
Here.
Member Matt Weir?
Here.
Member Rick Demuda?
Here.
Chairwoman Susan Court?
Here.
And Member Mark Moyer.
The item on this agenda this evening is the public hearing regarding conditional use application number 2019-04 filed by Committee Leader and Christine Marker regarding 228 McCorkle Road. Chuck?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So just to orient you with the site, Jacobs Creek Development is located on off of McCorkle Road. This site that we're talking about tonight is Living Legacy Church, located on McCorkle Road. And the applicants are looking to establish a homeschool cooperative where they would provide learning assistance and support to students kindergarten through grade 12. And as I understand, their clientele will be homeschoolers. So they are able to provide this, what would normally be considered after-school homework help between the hours of 7:30 and 5. In this case, the point of the hearing tonight is that the homework assistant co-op is not a school as defined within our ordinance. Within our ordinance, a school must be or is defined as a facility that provides on-site instruction of a state curriculum, including but not limited to elementary, secondary, and all other levels of higher education, such as colleges, universities, academies, and similar career training facilities. So notably, the difference in this is they're not teaching a curriculum, and that's why they're here in front of you this evening. Now, as I go through the conditions for this conditional use, and it's a conditional use similar to what we had for the Hatchet House, where it's we're trying to show that it's similar. This one is very easy because it's comparing a school to a after-school homework help. But nevertheless, we'll go through the items. So in granting the conditional use, the applicant must show that the proposed use will be similar to and of the same general character as a by right permitted use. I believe this condition has been met. The applicants have stated that that they are similar to a school, and I think that's hard to disagree with. And co-op will offer learning assistance in English, math, science, and social studies, and will also offer elective courses such as physical ed, art, music, computer skills, and Bible study. They note that their hours will be 8:30 and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday from late August until May. Late May, actually. The co-op may also offer additional care before and after normal operating hours. So I've mentioned they look at they're intending to operate between 7:30 and 5 o'clock, and that is what's in their testimony. These may not substantially injure or detract from the lawful existing permitted uses, and here again, it's so close to permitted use that I think that that's easily met. The applicant has noted that the co-op is, they're thinking, will have 12 to 15 students with no more than 5 to 6 students in attendance at any one time. The proposed use will not generate noise or traffic in excess of other by right permitted uses. And here again, we're talking about small classes as opposed to if it were a full school. I think they certainly meet that condition. The next condition is that the use shall not generate sewer or water usage in excess of other permitted by right uses. And again, easily met. Within this section of our ordinance, we require that the net density should not exceed that which is permitted by the zoning district. And that has more to do with residential development. They will not be affecting the net density. The ordinance goes on to require that in zoning districts where residential uses are permitted, parking and site circulation shall be in a residential nature. And here, again, they're using an existing facility, existing parking lot. So they're not altering the method of parking in any manner. And finally, the ordinance requires that one shade tree should be required for 8 parking spaces. I'm estimating, based on what they presented, they're saying 12 to 15 students with no more than 5 to 6 students at any one time. And they told me that they're looking at 1 to 2 teachers. For the sake of estimating parking, I'm looking at up to 25 students and 4 teachers. And at, even at that level, There would be 17 parking spaces required, or three trees. The way the parking lot's laid out today, the trees that are adjacent to it do meet that requirement, so there won't be any required new plantings. The ordinance goes on also to list some general requirements that must be met as a conditional use, and I could read through them. They really regurgitate many of the items that we've been through. The applicants have stated that their proposal will meet each of those requirements anyway. The Planning Commission did review this as is common with conditional uses, and they've recommended approval with some conditions that the establishment of the homeschool cooperative shall be substantially in compliance with the information presented at the hearing this evening, that the grant of approval of the conditional use shall not relieve the applicants from filing for obtaining any permits or other approvals that are necessary. A typical condition that the conditional use shall expire if it's not acted on within 12 months. And finally, from Planning Commission, that the homeschool cooperative shall meet all other requirements of the township that may apply. I am recommending later, actually this evening, because this is on the agenda for action, approval of this application. There is no need to take action even tonight. You're just required to provide a written decision within 45 days of the hearing. And in this case, just for the applicant's benefit, because I believe some of them may be leaving prior to the full meeting and may not be able to stick around for the entire meeting. Within my agenda item for this evening, I did add some other conditions that I want them to be aware of and react to if necessary. So those other conditions are The other conditions are that the hours will be 7:30 to 5, that it will be limited to a maximum of 25 students and 4 teachers at any one time, that 17 parking spaces will be reserved for the use, that they shall always remain maintain 3 trees that comply with the parking requirement. So that's the condition, the other conditions that will ultimately be applied. So with that, I guess I'd open up to the applicant if they'd like to add anything or if they believe that I missed anything, or at least to agree with everything that I said since this is a hearing.
Good evening, Tucker Hall here on behalf of the applicant. I think that Mr. Emmerich I think we agree with everything and his summary, and I don't know that there's really anything that we need to add. We do, though, here with me today, I do have Kim Reeder and Christine Wagner. We also have Pastor John Weibel from the church. If the board has any questions, we'd be happy to answer them.
Do you have any concerns?
The only thing that's been mentioned was process, and I noticed that they're right on the agenda that they were right after.
I know. I saw that too. I would rather move it up.
Have a little mercy.
We would very much appreciate that.
That was requested. I told him I'm not messing with the swimming pool.
our first item on the agenda is not going to happen either. So we can easily move this. And you don't need to stay. Really don't think there's a reason to, but if we wanted to, regardless of whether you're here or not, we could certainly move that agenda item up to the start, which will probably hit around 7:15.
Much appreciated.
Yes, and again, you don't need to stay, but if you choose to, we will move it regardless whether you're here or not. There's not much on television that you'd like to stay tonight.
Life is fireworks.
But just, we'd be happy. I was thinking the same thing, Justin. I looked at the agenda the other day. I thought, oh, those poor people. That could be 9:30 until we get to that. So, yeah. I don't have any questions other than if they were to expand and do something different, they would, of course, have to come back before you sort of...
That's why I've doubled what they've told me they think they're doing. And, yes, that's correct. So if they would alter these conditions in the future, they need to revisit.
It sounds like a great service. Yeah, sounds like absolutely. A great. I'm sure there's a need, and it sounds like a great thing.
You have to put a pool in your backyard. Thank you very much. Does anyone else have any questions? No. No. Chuck, anything further? All
right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Absolutely.